Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another Magic City Highlight H2H recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today we have an exciting recap for you all, for all of the listeners. And today's podcast, today's recap is being sponsored by WatchHighlight.com, FantasyHighlight.com, BetRivers.com, and Black Star Fund Limited Liability Limited Partnership. And today's show is being presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course. And be sure to follow, like, love, and share this recap from EPRN or from any of the platforms you're listening to me on. And we have lots of scores to give you today. Lots of scores. And Rockin' Ray Haluska sent in a report for Fantasy Highlight results, and I'll have those for you right after these messages and right after the rules are explained for H2H Highlight.
Highlight H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and Fantasy Highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's Highlight head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Highlight. They're logging on to FantasyHighlight.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighlight.com. For heavy hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more Highlight traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch Highlight.com. Live the high life and watch Highlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court Highlight, the all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy Highlight. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighlight.com. Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And we're back here with more H2H Recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today we have all of the scores for you, tons of scores and more. And I'll start off here with the scores for Sunday, June 5th, 2022. And we also have scores for Monday, June 6th, 2022, and Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. And I'll start off here with Sunday's double scores here. We had seven matches that were played. In the first match, we have Carballo and Kubala versus Correa and Manny. Carballo and Kubala take the win 6-4 and 6-3 in split sets. In the second match, we have Robin and Julian versus CRB and Douglas. CRB and Douglas take the win in straight sets 6-3 and 6-2. In the third match, we have Flores and Aratz versus Inaki and Rock. Inaki and Rock take the win in straight sets 6-4 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have Diaz and Gauthieri versus Carballo and Kubala. Diaz and Gauthieri take the win in split sets 6-2 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have CRB and Douglas versus Jedden and Nicholas. CRB and Douglas take the win 6-1 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the sixth match, we have Joseph and Manu versus Robin and Julian. Robin and Julian take the win in split sets 6-3 and 6-4. In the seventh and final match of the day, we have Jairo and Ben versus Bueno and Benny. Jairo and Ben took the win 6-0 and 6-4 in straight sets. And the highlight for the day, CRB and Douglas win both of their doubles matches for the day. And the standings for H2H doubles are this. Robin and Julian are in first place with 5 wins and 1 loss. In second place, we have Jedden and Nicholas with 4 wins and 1 loss. And in third place, we have Correa and Manny with 4 wins and 2 losses. And for Monday, June 6, 2022, this starts off the singles action for the week. And we have 6 matches that were played. In the first match, we have Manu versus Aratz. Manu takes the win in straight sets 6-3 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Benny versus Manny. Benny took the win in split sets 6-5 and 6-2. In the third match, we have Julian Doolin versus Douglas. Douglas took the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Gocheri versus Nicholas. Gocheri took the win, 6-3 and 6-3 in the second and third sets. In the fifth match, we have Hiro versus Inaki. Inaki took the win in the second and third sets, 6-3 and 6-5. In the sixth and final match of Monday, June 6, 2022, we had Aratz versus Benny. Benny took the win in split sets, 6-2 and 6-5. And the highlight for Monday, June 6th, Benny wins both of his singles matches. And for Tuesday, June 7, 2022, continuing on with the singles matches, we have Correa and Jeddin. Correa versus Jeddin. Correa took the win 6-1 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Bueno versus Ron Ron. Ron Ron took the win 6-5 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the third match, we have Ben versus Kubala. Kubala took the win 6-2 and 6-5 in straight sets. In the fourth match, we have Carballo versus Correa. Carballo took the win 6-1 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the fifth match, we have Kubala versus Ikeda. Ikeda took the win, and a strong win there, and split sets, 6-3 and 6-3. And in the sixth match and final match of the day, we had Ron Ron versus Ben. Ron Ron took the win, 6-3 and 6-3 in straight sets. And the Tuesday highlight was Ron Ron. Ron Ron took both of his singles matches as wins. And for the standings for groups 1 and 2 singles, for group 1, we have Gocheri in first place with 9 wins and no losses. In second place, we have Douglas, 6 wins and 3 losses. In third place, we have Inaki. He has 5 wins and 3 losses. And for group two, we have Ikeda in first place with 10 wins and no losses. Ron Ron is right behind him in second place with 9 wins and 1 loss. And in third place, we have Carballo, the Duke. He is in third place with 6 wins and 4 losses. And now we're going to head over to the Fantasy Highlight Results Report here. Let's see if I can get a handle on it. And for Sunday, June 5th, we in Game 3, we had a trifecta winner that paid out $583 for game where Aratz, Spinner, and Ben hit the trifecta for the winner. And game 5 doubles, we had Andaluk, Benny, Cool Fitness, and Aratz, and Carballo and Kubala hit the trifecta for the winner, and it paid out $819.40 for the trifecta, 4-5-3. In game 7, the high five jackpot, 4 of 5. If you hit 4 of 5, you got $52.40, and the winner, 4-6-2-4. And for game 8, the Ocho, the Mighty Ocho, 4 out of 7. So 4 out of 7 returned $4.60. And for Monday, June 6th, the second game of singles, the trifecta, 163, Diaz, Juice, and Andaluk paid out a total payout of $747.20. In the fourth singles game, up to 7 points. Fourth game, Bueno, Robin, and Spinner hit the trifecta for 4-3-7, and that paid out $956.60. And the early pick 3, winner 1-3-4, winning numbers 1-3-4, that paid out $749.60. In game six, this is still Monday, June 6th, and we have the trifecta that hit for $1,315.80, and it was 2-4-6. Ikeda, Douglas, and Manu. 2-4-6. And for game 7, the high five jackpot, 4 out of 5. If you got 4 out of 5, it paid out $574.40. And for game 8, there was a trifecta winner, $462.75. And the numbers were 475, Nicholas, Julin, and Gocheri. And for Tuesday, June 7th, we have the fourth game. In the fourth game, we have a winner in the Pelota games. We have a winner. Trifecta hit $608.20. Numbers 735. Kubala, Carballo, and Bueno, 735. And in the fifth game, there was a winner, 543. Diaz and Gocheri, Jedin and Nicholas, Bueno and Julin. And this is for doubles in the fifth game. And the exacta paid out $106.80, and the trifecta paid out $526.80. And in the six game singles game, we had a trifecta winner who turned out to get $526.80. And that was the winning numbers 138, Aratz, Manu, and Gocheri in game 6 on Tuesday. And for the seventh game, it was a doubles match. Trifecta winner won $806. The numbers were 247, Cool Fitness and Aratz, 2. CRB and Douglas, 4. Bueno, Julin, 7. And that paid out $806. And for the eighth game and final payout, the Mighty Ocho, no winner. There's a carryover of $509. So that will do it here for the fantasy results and Pelota game winning results here. And I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and you've been listening to the Magic City Highlight H2H Recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.